Time to recap McCook City Council meeting from last night. Final meeting for the month of May. Councilman Gene Wheaton, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Who is this guy next to you? Wow.
A very important part of our staff.
Very, very, very important. Very important. The one and only Kyle Potthoff is here in the flesh.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to see you.
I got roped in once again.
That dang Nate, you know, he's a state tennis and what the some of the, you know, Tara and Leanne are off east to its meetings, right?
Yes.
So yeah, guess.
Tara's at state golf.
Okay, that's
golf.
She's
down in Scotts Bluff, and Leanne's at a conference. So
gotcha.
Here you are. Like I said, the D team, E team, whichever you would like to choose.
Kyle was going, what can I say to get out of this? What possibly can I come up with? I can't come up with anything.
No, I was very thankful that the storm last night was not any more severe than it was, at least in this area. So that would probably been the one thing that changed my attendance today. But thank goodness we got a little nice rain out of it.
How about after Sunday? Well, I mean, was there some flooding in some areas? How about Barnett Park and the parks? Were they flooded?
The roads weren't. Okay. I was actually out early that morning. And actually, for the most part, we fared fairly well.
Right.
I mean, we have our problem spots in town. But for the most part, it fared pretty good, considering.
Sunk in okay. But we're supposed to get another round here in just a little bit. So, you know, who knows what it's going to be like once again here in about 30 minutes or so, huh?
Yeah, we'll take all the rain we can get.
You bet.
So.
Well, it's good to see. And the back's feeling good?
Doing well.
Good.
Doing well. Absolutely. Just have to be smart about it.
So. There you go. Let's get to the agenda from last night. You had some proclamations last night.
Well, let's start with the announcements.
Okay. Announcements, recognitions. Okay. I skipped right past that.
Okay. Tracy Berkey has earned the designation of Certified Municipal Clerk, which is awarded by the International Institute of Municipal Clerks. The IIMC grants the CMC designation only to municipal clerks who have completed demanding educational requirements, have experience in a municipality, and have a record of significant contributions to their local government, community, and state. Tracy was promoted to deputy clerk in June of 2019. We'd like to congratulate, acknowledge Tracy's educational accomplishments. I think it's taken almost five years to get it done. COVID was an interruption, but she's taken 5 years to get this done and achieving this milestone. She's a very dedicated and very valuable employee to the city of McCook. We're very fortunate to have her on our staff. I think she does a lot of our IT work, a lot of that, our Zoom stuff. And Tracy's just an awesome person, and we're very fortunate to have her. So we just want to congratulate her on getting this designation. It's something that it's taken a while to earn, but she's well-deserving of it.
Yes. Big pat on the back for her, huh?
It is, right.
She's been there how long now?
Oh, boy, that's a good question.
I'm going to throw a number out there.
A long time.
10, 15 years?
Yeah, every bit of, yes.
Okay, very good. You had another proclamation as well. Or announcements, recognitions. Are we still on that?
That was it.
Now we can move on to you had two proclamations, didn't you?
I'll let Kyle do this because it's his department. So.
Yeah.
And I heard that Mr. Harpham's going to be here at 9, so I wanted to beat him to the punch. Because the Public Works proclamation always falls at the same time as EMS week. So they're both extremely important. But last night I highlighted the Public Works Department. In 2024, the National Public Works Week theme is Advancing Quality of Life for All. And this shines a spotlight on the way public works professionals advance our quality of life, whether as a first responder to an unforeseen situation, regular solid waste pickup, or a myriad of other ways they silently serve their community. Public works professionals provide essential services that lead to a healthier, happier, more vibrant community. This year, we challenge our citizens to think about the role public works plays in creating a great place to live. By working together, the impact citizens and public works professionals can have on their communities is magnified and results in the ability to accomplish goals once thought unattainable. In the city of McCook, there's a total of 10 departments that fall into public works. If you don't mind, I'm just would like to list those. The street department, we have a total of 5 full-time employees. Me as the public works director who oversees the department, I am paid out of the street department. I have 28 years of experience with the city of McCook. Tyler Kalinske, our public works supervisor, 30 years of experience. Randy Zwickel, equipment operator 3, 19 years of experience. Paul Younger, one of our lead mechanics, 23 years. Steve Miller, equipment operator 2, 18 years. In the cemetery, we have 2 full-time employees. Seth Province, cemetery sexton, 9 years. And Ron Leonard, Laborer 1, 3 years. In the Parks Department, Ron Maris, our maintenance groundskeeper, he kind of oversees the doings in the parks. He has 20 years of experience. Matt Coulter, Laborer 1, 24 years. And Clayton Stevens is a laborer. He has 3 years. Ballparks, we just hired Kevin Sebrant. He took over for Dave Cordy, who retired here recently, who is currently working seasonal for us. So he came back. So, mm-hmm. But Kevin just recently was hired, and we look forward to a long relationship with Kevin. Swimming pool, of course, a lot of seasonal employees, which we're currently hiring. So if there's people out there that would like to be lifeguards, please let us know. The pool's moving right along, and hopefully in the next month and a half, we'll be opened up with a new pool. It's exciting times. And then the airport, Ken Vaunce, he's our airport maintenance operator. He's been here 36 years. Recycling department, Joel Willers came over to us from the police department here recently, and he oversees our recycling. He has 36 years of experience with the city of McCook. Then we go into our enterprise fund, which is the solid waste department. In the collection side, Dave Gummery, equipment operator 3, has 28 years of experience. Rick Lorenz, labor 1, 14 years. Rick Kinney, refuse collection driver, 14 years. Jerome Bigler, refuse collection driver, 30 years. And Rick Province, our solid waste superintendent, 34 years. The transfer station itself, Ron Lauer's administrative assistant, 21 years. And Tony Rouse is another lead mechanic, 18 years. And then our solid waste hauling, these are the guys that drive the semis to J-Bar J. Wayne Cook, 8 years, and Greg Polnow, 4 years. With that group of people, years of service breakdown, we have 5 employees who have 30-plus years of experience with the city, 2 that have 25 to 29, 4 that have 20 to 24, 3 that have 15 to 19, 2 that have 10 to 14, 2 that have 5 to 9, and 4 that have 1 to 4. I've been blessed with this group of individuals. I wouldn't trade any of them for the world. With those combinations of service years to the city of McCook, we are at roughly 410 years of experience with the city of McCook, and I take great pride in that. They make my job so much easier, and I think the public should be proud of them and what they do. With that longevity, though, it's time for people to start retiring, and including myself at some point in time. But these guys are going to be very tough to replace, but we are going to have some openings in public works, which we really haven't seen a lot of in my tenure here anyway. So we look forward to getting that next group going and getting them on board. But I hope my guys stick around for a while.
So, I'm sure, yeah.
So, I just can't say enough about those guys. They're phenomenal, and again, I wouldn't trade them for the world.
So you see those guys in public works, say thank you for what they do. It's never day, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
As a councilman, I'd like to say thank you to all of the public works because they do such a fabulous job. I mean, the streets and the parks and the ballparks and all of those. I mean, I know like in the wintertime when we have snowstorms, you know, they're out cleaning streets. There are other communities around here that they don't clean residential streets like we do. So, and I appreciate that. And I think the parks look beautiful. It's an attraction, the ball fields, et cetera. So just thank you from the council to the members of the Public Works Department. We really appreciate what you do.
All right. And also that you have a proclamation, which Kyle kind of touched on a little bit, EMS Week.
Right. May 19th to the 25th of this year is the Emergency Medical Services Week. And so last night we issued a proclamation. It's time to honor the entire EMS profession and its importance in protecting the safety and health of our citizens. I believe this is the 50th year to be honored. And I think the theme this year is honoring our past and our future. Chief Harpham last night again went through, just like Kyle did, the number of people in the department and how many years. Again, it's the same thing. You know, we've got a lot of people with lots of years of experience. Some with new experience. The trouble is some of these older people are going to start wanting to retire, replacing them. It's a service this community really needs, and I appreciate what they do because it's awesome to live in a city that you have this kind of a service.
Yeah, Mark's going to join us sometime at Open Line 9:30 and talk more about what his EMS guy is doing. He has a great group of folks working with him.
And I want to stress my appreciation for those guys. They're a great group of employees, and the city of McCook is fortunate to have a full-time staff. A community our size typically doesn't have that. So kudos to those guys. They're fantastic, and I would trust them with any type of medical or even a fire situation. Mm-hmm. They're great guys, and they would step up to the plate and make things.
You bet.
Right. One thing I want to mention also is Mark talked about it in the fire department or the EMS. You know, we've got people who are paid, but also we have volunteers.
Absolutely.
Who come in. So I want to thank the volunteers who donate their time and spend the time becoming, you know, knowledgeable about medical procedures and willing to serve the community, because we really appreciate it. Because there's times when we may have one or two ambulances, go out, and somebody volunteer has to come in and cover for somebody else. So we appreciate that.
Consent agenda, you had this. Anything pulled?
Nothing was pulled there, Rich.
All right. And regular agenda, resolution to accept funding recommendation, authorize the mayor to execute all documents required to apply for funding, USDA, Northland Securities, completion of the wastewater improvement proposed with the completed facility plan summary. That's a mouthful right there.
Okay. Real quick, we've been talking about this for the last couple of years. We know that the waste treatment plant facility is not up to par. There is equipment that's failing. The last improvements were done 20 years ago. Some of the parts out there are more than 50 years old. We know they're breaking down. It's hard to get replacement parts. Also, the government's coming out with new restrictions on how much ammonia and phosphorus you can allow to be discharged, and we know right now we can't meet those requirements, and so we're looking at having to rebuild our facilities. So we've been looking at different facilities. We went to several different communities and looked at their waste treatment plants. Miller & Associates has been helping us to develop this plan. And so last night, Chris Miller, the head of the Miller & Associates out of Kearney, came and gave us a slide presentation on what the proposed plant will look like. And then we got into actually how do you pay for this. And so the council was given two options last night. Option one is a combined United States Department of Agriculture and Northland Security loan, which would be for 40 years. And then the funding number two was from, it's called the CWSRF, which I believe is the state, correct?
Yeah, state revolving loan fund.
So, and et cetera. The city staff recommended that it basically just real simple, like, is that we do funding package number one versus number two, because number one was about half the cost of what number two was. In other words, for the average citizen, the ratepayer, we're looking at well over $14 million. And so we made the recommendation we're going to go ahead and apply for package number one, which would be combined United States Department of Agriculture and it's called Northland Securities. That's a private entity. They would loan, okay. And then we're going to start looking at probably in 2025. Kyle?
I believe that's, yeah, it sounds like it'd take about a year to design and all that stuff, construction.
And then start, and then we'd be done probably by 2027. Yeah. So it's just one of the things that we have to do. The facility we have right now is not adequate. It's aging, and it's not going to meet requirements, and the federal government's not going to change their requirements, unfortunately, and so we're going to have to do something.
Yes.
So that's what we did last night.
That was the majority of the talk and discussion, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good discussion. Yeah. Maybe Kyle can go more into detail, but Nate probably knows more about this than I do, but exactly how the funding goes about, et cetera. Mm-hmm. It's like the United States Department of Agriculture. I could.
The only thing I can say is go Huskers. I'm not real familiar with this. This doesn't fall under my responsibilities, but I know it's something that's overdue, and it's just one of those things that we're mandated to do. And like I said, I mean, the technology we have now, I think there's two wastewater treatment plants in the state of Nebraska that are currently operating under the same process we are. So there's newer technologies out there. The footprint of the facility will be substantially smaller than what it is now. They will be able to use some of the existing infrastructure down there, like the UV lighting and stuff like that. That was upgraded here recently, so they'll be able to continue to use that. But, yeah, the footprint will be substantially smaller. So, but it's just one of those things, you know, it's one of those things that the community has to provide, and it's a health safety deal, you know, without sewer water, solid waste pickup, you know, your health could decline real quick. Like, so it's just one of those things that we need to provide.
So it's going to start next year.
Well, yeah, we're going to start planning, you know, probably looking, you know, probably contractor and bids and et cetera, start construction 2025. And Chris said probably would take 2 years to build.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kyle said, some of the buildings down there will be demolished, and some of them will not be. Maybe we can refurbish those, make those into storage units or something like that. So, yeah, but it's, yeah, we're looking at well over $14 million to do this. But so that's what the council did last night. We just picked the package number one, which was the best for our rate payers. It was the cheapest one.
Like Gene said, the original facility down there was built back in 1974. So, we're right at 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Council comments. Anything on the council comments from last night?
Darcy just wanted to compliment, I think, both the Public Works staff and the fire department for their professionalism. But he also said that reflects their leadership from Kyle and from Mark. So he wanted to congratulate them.
And he actually mentioned that for all department heads. You know, mm-hmm. just it's a reflection that falls back on the employees and their dedication. So,
as a councilman, I'd like to say, you know, it makes my job as a council person so much easier because we have some great department heads and they do a great job, and I really appreciate that. And then also then Linda wanted to mention that on Saturday, the Masons, we did the Cornerstone Lane up at the park. It's just a ceremonial. Later on, the Cornerstone will be put inside, I believe, the pool house, et cetera. So if you haven't been up there, walk up and look around. It's awesome. It's going to be a great pool. And hopefully by the 1st of July, maybe.
That's what we're shooting for.
Yeah.
First part of July.
But it's going to be a great pool. So, and they're doing a great job. Carretas is doing a great job. So.
You had a special meeting just the other day. Can you give us any details on just, I was gone. So I'm kind of, can you give us in a nutshell what happened there?
Council gave the city staff permission to come up with a purchase agreement. We want to purchase a piece of property on West Q, which would be the land behind Titan Machinery, the old lumber, Samway, Nebraska Public Power, all that. John and Deb Walters own that property. And we have come up with a price that we think that we're happy with, and so we gave Nate permission to come up with the purchase agreement to purchase that piece of property. And then, what is it, 127
acres.
27 acres. We're going to take like 60, I think, believe, or something, 60 or...
That was our original plan. We'll see where it's at. We're kind of starting from square one, but we'll see where it's at. But initially, based off our research on other communities and what they have set aside for recreational purposes, not only for the current, but for looking into the future, because right now we're landlocked. We just really don't have a lot of we have no developable land. Even when the hotels were coming into town, you don't know how many times we drove up and down North Highway 83, because that's where they want to be located. And thinking, okay, maybe today it changed. Well, it didn't. Obviously, this will allow us some space to put stuff like that as well.
We can put softball. We can put a championship baseball. We could possibly put some soccer fields in. We could put pickleball. We could put sand volleyball in. People say, well, why don't you go back up to the JC complex? Well, we don't own that. The county owns it. We have a lease with them, but there's no way for us to expand. Soccer has become a big deal, and there's no place for us to expand up there in soccer. This purchase here, this property out here, we can expand. We can do soccer fields. We could do pickleball. We could do all kinds of stuff. Now what we have to do is design, look at what we're going to have. And we're going to have public meetings. We'll ask the public to come and express what do you want here to be done. So But it's exciting because it can be a real game changer for the city of McCook. We're looking at putting in turf. So, like, if we get a rain like today, downpour, 30 minutes, we could be back playing softball or whatever. So,
yeah, it all comes down to dollars, obviously. But in a perfect world, that's what we'd be looking at, and that's one thing we're going to push for. We just had some hurdles with the property out west. Some of it was the infrastructure costs. One thing good about the Walters property is we have water both on Q Street as well as North Highway 83, so it's there. We have good street access off of Q, good highway access off of North Highway 83. And as part of the wastewater treatment plant facility upgrades, they had programmed in, they had visited with Mr. Walters several years ago about putting a sewer line across, they call it the S Street sewer line. It would run across his property. And that was way before we even looked at it for these purposes. So that was already programmed in. Out west, you were looking at $1.5 million for water, minimum. You were talking $1 million for sewer. You were talking $8 to $10 million in street improvements. And it just wasn't going to pencil out. In addition to that, the process they were wanting us to use, we weren't going to be eligible for grant. Mostly, we weren't going to be eligible for very many grant opportunities, as well as sales tax exemption. So we'll be able to utilize those on this piece of property. It'll be adjacent to the city of McCook, easy access. Kids won't be crossing a highway. But we do want to thank the Benjamins for their generous offer. And I'm hoping maybe we can work with them moving forward to make this thing happen. But yeah, we're excited. Rich, we've lived here virtually all our lives, mm-hmm. other than going away to college. And I can't say that I've ever been more excited about what's going on in McCook right now than I am now. It's crazy. And like Gene said, the pool, I saw it on paper and I was excited, but when they start putting up slides and stuff, it mm-hmm. just, and then standing up at North Point, and that's the first subdivision I've been part of, a new street. What's that all about? Mm-hmm. I've never experienced that. So I think we're on the move, and I think good things are going to be coming our way here shortly.
Well, with the pool on by July, if it gets by July, that'd be kind of cool right before July 4th weekend. That'd be pretty cool.
It would be awesome. Yeah. It'd be awesome. And I can't speak enough and highly enough about the Carruthers group up there who are constructing. They've far exceeded our expectations. Mm-hmm. If there's daylight and even the cold spell, they were up there setting forms and everything else. It was crazy. It's not because of lack of effort on their part. They've been phenomenal. And then Lamper Nearson, our engineer, and they actually worked with W Design locally, but they were fantastic to work with too. So I think, it, like Gene said, it's a pool people are going to be excited about, mm-hmm. and our kids deserve.
Mm-hmm.